A leading local energy researcher has described Humboldt's offshore wind energy projects as being in a waiting game while political and economic changes play out. The history and future of Humboldt County energy development was the topic of a December 3rd presentation from Arnie Jacobson of the Schatz Energy Research Center at Cal Poly Humboldt. In an online meeting of the Community Economic Resilience Consortium, Jacobson's presentation showed how the evolution of Humboldt's energy development accelerated in the two decades following World War II, but has remained static since. The first major expansion of the county's energy infrastructure since the mid-1960s is on the drawing board, however, as wind energy projects are slated for two areas offshore of Eureka. The timeline for completion of the transmission upgrade needed to accommodate the new form of energy is late 2034, but, quote, all of that could shift and could end up being a bit later, Jacobson said. That's because momentum on offshore wind energy was frozen when President Donald Trump regained office. And Jacobson described offshore wind energy development as an interactive process.
For something like offshore wind to proceed, you need infrastructure. So you need the port to be developed, you need the transmission facilities, and you need offshore wind developers who are interested to proceed with that. You also need, you know, the offshore wind happens in federal waters, and so you need federal support in order for that to proceed. You can't do it if the federal government is not willing to at least to allow that process to proceed. And you need the state to be a supporter. So in some ways, you can think of the federal government, the state, and the private sector in that context as three legs of a stool. And if one of those legs goes out, it's hard to make that proceed. I think right now, California remains interested at the state level, but they also recognize that they need a federal administration that they can work with in order to advance it. And so they're waiting to see what happens in the next election.
The consequences of federal non-cooperation include the reeling back of a $427 million grant to the Humboldt Bay Harbor District for port development. The transmission upgrade would be paid for by ratepayers statewide, but it's a major project that hinges on federal support.
My understanding of the circumstance now is that they want it to, the planning of that to continue. They want the developer to not spend any big money, because any money that gets spent, the ratepayers of the state are eventually on the hook for. They don't want to cancel it because they don't want, you know, because if they cancel it, then that sort of seals off the possibility of offshore wind developing eventually. And so they're sort of in a waiting game to see what's going to happen, and are trying to set things up so that just a small amount of planning money gets spent on it so that it could be ready to move forward if things look more favorable in a few years. And I think the industry is in that same waiting game. They're not able to advance, but they also don't want to pull back from the leases that they have. And so they're waiting to see if a few years from now there'll be a more favorable environment.
The recent turnabout, compounded by economic circumstances, has affected the offshore wind energy industry. Last fall, the two global companies that paid a combined $331 million for Humboldt's offshore wind energy development leases announced layoffs, with one of them laying off about 100 workers. The uncertain future was discussed in this exchange between Jacobson and the meeting's host, Greg Foster of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission.
So all of that stuff is intertied, and everyone's looking at each other to say, what are you going to do before they want to make a move? So I think we're kind of in a holding game around a lot of that. And the question is, can the things that have been approved or that are lined up stay lined up without having too much expenditure on them and waiting for a more favorable situation? But at a certain point, people end up saying, I can't put more money into this, or I can't put more effort into this. And so it's certainly not guaranteed that people can wait forever on where they've made some preliminary investments. So I think that's the circumstance we're in at the moment.
So it sounds like our next big signal will be the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November 2026, and we'll see how the midterms go, and we'll know what federal policy may or may not be at that point. Who knows? Nothing like uncertainty.
Yeah.
to chill investment.
For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.